It's time for the truth. Would you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're studying the precious Word of God, and we're in the book of Philippians, chapter 2. We're going to be reading today from verse 17 through the 24th verse. And so please that you would follow along with me there. Philippians chapter 2, verse 17 through verse 24. Chapter 2, verse 17 through 24. I love for you to follow the Word of God with me that we may study the Word and know that it's the truth. I don't want to for you to just to sit there and listen to me. I want you to search the Word of God, and then you will know the truth. And as the Scripture tells us, the truth is going to set you free. It means that you have forgiveness of sin. It means that the bondage of this old life and the pressure of this old life, you'll be set free. You'll enjoy each and every day that you walk after the Lord Jesus. But it becomes only after you know the truth. And that's a constant, continual study of the Word of God. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen. And you're sure welcome to come and visit. We have just completed a new wheelchair ramp, a handicapped ramp, to come into the church. And so if you have driven by before, and we do have some steps that maybe that you decided that you weren't able to come in, it's too difficult to walk up steps, or if you're confined to a wheelchair, you're very welcome, and we have made it very easy for you to come, and we'd love to have you. So we love to study the Word of God, and we don't want to hamper anyone from coming to study the Word of God. So now that you have found the area of Scripture that we're studying from, Philippians chapter 2, verses 17 through 20, I would like to begin reading. And again, I love sharing the Word of God. Philippians chapter 2, verse 17, "Yea, and if I be offered upon the sacrifice and service of your faith, I joy and rejoice with you all. For the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me. But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you, that I also may be of good comfort when I know your state. For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. For all seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ. But ye know the proof of him, that as a son with a father, he has served with me in the gospel. Him therefore I hope to send presently, as soon as I shall see how it will go with me. But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly." Let's begin the study today with going to the Lord in prayer. Father, I ask you that you will guide and lead us as we study these sweet verses of Scripture. We've been going very slow, and yet it's been so sweet and so precious. And so I ask, Lord, that you'll just take this word and touch every heart of each and every listener. You know the need. You know if it's a need of salvation, the need to follow the Lord in baptism, the need of maybe they're backslidden and they've left the church and they need to come back into the house of God. And people don't do this. People refuse to come back and come with a repentant heart and saying, "Oh God, please forgive me." And when you abandon the church to come back and ask the church to forgive you for your leaving the church, you never hear that today. And the reason is because of pride. And so, Father, I ask that you will touch the heart, that folks will be faithful to your church, that folks, Lord, will be faithful to follow your precious word, that they'll accept it from cover to cover as your word, as the truth, as the Word of God, and that we can study that and enjoy it each and every day, that it will set us free, it will set our life in service to you. And Father, I know that that's true, and I know your word is true, and so I ask that you'll guide me now, Father, as we read these verses of Scripture and fellowship over those. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we look at the Word of God, and each time that we have an opportunity to come together, and I enjoy it so, and I hope that you do, that you enjoy the opportunity that we have in coming together. But you know, last time we looked at the verses of Scripture of 17 and 18, and we placed a lot of emphasis upon sacrifice and service. Sacrifice and service. And then we connected then the other half of that, and that is joy and rejoicing. And so sacrifice and service, joy and rejoicing. Now, as we looked at that and we talked about the very need for each one of us, if we be a believer in Jesus Christ, how necessary, how critical it is in our walk as a Christian that we understand that we need to sacrifice. We need to turn our lives over to the Lord Jesus, serve Him in whatever area and whatever need is there, ignoring what others are doing, because we're pleasing God. We're not pleasing man. When I do what I do, it's because I want to please the God that saved me. He's bought and paid for me with His life. And the least I can do, the very least I can do, is to serve Him and to give my talents and the abilities that I have in sharing the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, telling folks how to be saved, because the glorious opportunity that I have in coming to Jesus, in having forgiveness of my sin, and I'll never forget the day I was saved. I'll never forget the time I got down on my knees between the house and the Pharaoh house, and I asked the Lord Jesus to come into my heart and save me. I'll never forget the Word of God as it touched my heart, and by the presence of the Holy Spirit, by me going into the Word, that Word is powerful. The Word, it tells us itself that it's sharper than any two-edged sword. Now please, that you understand that if you truly want to be saved, if you says, I want to be saved, then please, you go into the Word of God. You begin to search some very sweet verses of Scripture. There's some very verses that will touch your heart and change your life. Go back into Acts and begin at the 26th chapter. Move over then to Acts chapter 16 and look at the verses of Scripture, particularly from verse 25 to 34. Go into Acts chapter 8. I know I'm kind of going backwards here, but there's a need for that. There's a reason for it. Acts chapter 8, verses 30 through 39. Read those verses of Scripture, and then, if you would please, turn to Romans chapter 10 and read 9 through 13. Read these verses of Scripture very carefully. Very carefully. And please that you would, and there's many more. We can go back to Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Romans 6, 23, Romans 5, 8. And I know I'm saying these very quickly. Please that you just go to the Word of God. Let me repeat those one more time. Acts chapter 26, Acts chapter 16, and particularly 25 through 34, but read the whole chapter. And then Acts chapter 8, verses 30 through 39. If you would please read those verses of Scripture, and if you would then go to Romans chapter 10, 9 through 13, and let those read them repeatedly if need be, and let that Holy Spirit have His perfect will, and you will be saved. Have the Holy Spirit, listen to that Holy Spirit, because He's calling you to salvation, and there's no one exempt. Please, that you listen to the Word of God. Be faithful to trust in that precious Word. And you know, as we come together, and as I tell people about the Lord Jesus, and I take time to do that, and there's only, as you folks know, there's never enough time in the day to do what we want to do. By the time you work all day and everything else that's involved, there just is not enough time in the day. Well, be careful that you don't cheat God, because you need to sacrifice yourself, your life, for the Lord Jesus. Yes, I'm the pastor of this church, so I guess I'm expected to do some things, but I don't do it because I'm the pastor of this church. I do what I do because I love Jesus, and I walk after the Lord Jesus. And the sacrifice that I do and the service I do, I am giving a small, very, very little part back in comparison with what Jesus did to me and for me in giving His life, that I could have my sins forgiven. That's the problem, my friend. You're a sinner, you're lost, and you're condemned. And the only way you can change that, I don't care what is on the church door that you attend, I don't care what it says, you can attend here, and you could have come here as long as I've been here, you can come here as long as the history of this church has been, and you would never be saved unless you do what I just said to do, and that is by faith come to Jesus. Take that Word, search that Word, and let the Holy Spirit touch your heart. How long have you been listening to me on this radio program and you've never gotten down on your knees and asked Jesus to come into your heart and save you? Oh, please, don't put it off one more day. Do it today. The sacrifice and service, it's necessary as a believer in Jesus Christ that God may bless you and use you. And when I say bless and use you, the two words that He lists here in His precious word is joy and rejoicing. And we have it repeated again. And as Paul says to the other group, the same cause also do ye joy and rejoice with me because of the sacrifice and service. And I ask that you would please follow after the Lord Jesus. We have a man here and his name is Timothy. He understands sacrifice and service. Paul, as he speaks the word of God, he understands sacrifice and service. Those things are, we live in a society today that the church has been set aside. School, sports, work, pleasure. Pleasure is the God of most people today. My friend, I have a God that's alive. I have a God that died for me that I might live. And I'm willing to give my life in service to Him. And that God is Jesus Christ. We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three separate, yet one. Now I'm sorry, that's as close as I can get to explain it to you, but that's what the Word of God tells you. And that's what the Word of God tells me. And I've come by faith to Jesus, the Son. The Son was given for me that I might live. God the Father sent the Son. The Son died on the cross of Calvary. And because He died there and took my sins away, I can receive that. Romans tells us the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God. He has given me a precious gift, and that gift is life. And now I'm in sacrifice and service unto Him. And I have joy, and I rejoice. It's a glorious day. It's a wonderful day. This man Timothy, I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy shortly unto you. Verse 19 tells us that I also may be of comfort when I know your condition or your state or how you're doing. I want to know how you're doing, and so I can't come. Maybe sometime I can, as the scripture verse tells us later in verse 34 or 24. I'm sorry. But he said, I'm going to send Timothy. And in that way I can have comfort because I'll know you folks are okay. You see the love and the care that Paul has for these folks in Philippi? He loves his church. As he loved every group of believers when he went through and preached the gospel and started a church, and then he followed up to see that they were staying in the truth. And he would explain very carefully if they weren't. He would speak with boldness. He would speak with the chastisement of God upon them if they left the truth. He would call them back to the truth. And we need to be so careful that we stand upon the Word of God, the truth, and we stand against the cults that are out there that preach the Word contrary to the truth. They've added to, they've changed. Please, don't pay any attention to them. Listen to the Word of God. Paul was going to send Timothy because he wanted to know. Paul loved these people and cared for these people. And you know, that's a good example that we have and we should follow. And that is the care for other believers. God gives us the local church. And we should be doing everything we can do, no matter what they do to us. We should continue to seek the will of God and proclaim the Word of God and care and love the people that we fellowship with, what we call the church. The local church. Now, the local church consists of believers. If this church here, as I call it, the church, our local church, it is a group of believers that has come together to worship and to praise and to sing praises and to fellowship together over the Word and with each other, because we have something very sweet and very very common, and I don't mean common as ordinary, I mean being of one. and that's Jesus Christ and the Word of God. And we love that Word. And the folks that come here believe the Word of God and search the Word of God and search the truth, and they are believers in Jesus Christ. Now, if they may attend here, maybe someone comes. But I want you to understand that they are not a member of the church if they are not a believer in Jesus Christ, because you can be no member of the church unless you're a believer by faith in Jesus Christ. Oh, you can come up and you can sign a paper and I can hand you a card and everyone can rejoice. That doesn't make you a member of this church. It's a heart change. Now, this group of believers in Philippi, Paul loved. It was a group of believers that he called the local church in that little area, and it was so sweet and so special unto Paul, but he could not get to them. And so he was going to send a messenger, and that messenger was Timothy. Paul believed in sacrifice and service. Paul believed in preaching the truth and standing upon the truth. So did Timothy. The Scripture tells us here that I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state. Verse 21 tells us, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ. Isn't that a sad statement? Paul says, I have a man I can send. This man is like-minded. This man is mind of Christ. This man is spirit-filled. And when I say spirit-filled, I mean he has the qualities. He is producing fruit because of the filling of the Holy Spirit in his life. Now, when we're saved, the day you meet Jesus, contrary to a lot of other things that are taught, but when you meet Jesus, you get all of the Holy Spirit. You do not get a special filling later because of something you do. Many people confuse it with tongues, confuse it with healing, all those things. That's not what the Word of God teaches. The Word of God tells us that when we are born again, truly born again, come by faith to Jesus and had a heart change, that you come to know Jesus and the Holy Spirit comes to live within you. You don't get just part of the Holy Spirit. You get all of the Holy Spirit. As we begin to walk our Christian life by the leadership of the Holy Spirit that lives within us, as the Holy Spirit teaches us the Word, the truth, the Bible, not other books, teaches us the Bible, the living Word. It brings the words off of this page alive to us because we have the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit teaches us of Jesus. The Word of God speaks of Jesus. When we come to know Jesus, and we do that upon again coming to the cross of Calvary and trusting by faith in Jesus, but then this walk begins, and the more the Holy Spirit, through the Word, the study of the Word, the fellowship of the Word, the fellowship with other believers, through all this together, this is the reason that I promote and talk about the local church so much. Because we need to come together to grow together upon the Word of God. And when that comes, then the Holy Spirit shows us the Son, Jesus. And I know, and don't confuse it, we're saved. We're not partially saved, and the more we grow, the more we get saved, we're finally we are saved. We can never commit a sin that will take that salvation away from us once you come by faith to Jesus and are truly saved. You'll never be separated. We are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes to live within. He doesn't leave us. He stays. And as we search the Word and we grow, and the Holy Spirit will teach us more about Jesus. You know, when you've first been introduced to someone, you may immediately feel like you know them. You may immediately enjoy them. You may immediately believe that you love them. But the walk will begin. And each day that you walk, and each day that we learn more about Jesus, or as an example, the more you learn about an individual, then you can really say that, yes, I know them. Because you know how they think. You know how they work. You know how they function in every area, whether they're at work or at play or at church or where, because you've been around them. And you've spent so much time with them that you know them. Now sometimes when you get to know a person, you don't really like them because of things they do or things they say. At the beginning, you thought they were great, but then the more you got to know them, you don't really care for what they do. That's different with Jesus. Because Jesus is perfect. Jesus is powerful and is sweet. And the closer we walk, the more we get to know the Lord Jesus, the more we fall in love with Him. And the more we love Jesus, the more we fellowship with Jesus, the stronger we become. And the more we desire to tell other people about the Lord Jesus. And then something else happens as well, because the more we know of the Lord Jesus, the more we know the Father. Isn't that great? That's the walk and that's the work of the Word of God. That's the work of salvation, to day by day grow closer unto the Lord Jesus, that we know Him. When I talk about a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus, that's what I mean. I don't mean that it's just something that you speak out of your lips. I know Jesus because I walk with Jesus. I talk with Jesus. Oh, I don't hear His voice, but this Word is alive. That's not my saying. That's what the Word tells us. And I'm just proclaiming the truth. Now, if you don't like it, then that's your problem, I guess, because I know it's true. And it's not because I believe it, it's because the Word says it. That's why it's true. Now I have the blessings because I believe it. I have that joy and rejoicing. He has a man here named Timothy. He's like-minded. They fellowship together. They've grown together. They've grown to know Jesus closer and closer each day. And the love that they have between each other, the spiritual bond that they have between each other, the love that they can share because of Jesus and because of this common bond, this oneness, Paul says, I can send him to you. I'm going to send Timothy because I can trust him. I'm going to send Timothy because we agree on the Word of God, the truth, and we're standing upon the truth. And he's going to come to you, and he will bring comfort unto you, and then also he can tell me how you're doing. And so I can pray for you, and I can lift you up, and I can do all the necessary things that I need to do to help you in any way I can. And I got this man named Timothy, and he's going to come. He's going to come because I can trust him. These folks are far and few between. Paul had preached the Word of God. Paul had known a multitude of people. Paul had watched a multitude of people come close to him, next to him, and walk away from him because they didn't like the preaching of Jesus. Oh, they loved it at first, maybe even enough that they trusted for salvation. But then when it started for the time of sacrifice and service, sacrifice, giving up, stop being prideful and judgmental and begin to walk the walk that Jesus wants us to have. Stand against the falseness of the preaching that goes on out there. We need to stand upon the truth. And I'll be very honest with you, there's not many places that the truth is preached any longer. I hope in your area, I don't know how far this radio program goes, but I know most of the boundaries of it. And if you're in an area where you got a Bible preaching, soul-winning church, you be in it. Don't find any excuse or reason not to be. And if you're not in it, it's sin. And you can say, Larry, you can't say that to me. Well, I just did. If you got a Bible preaching, soul-winning church, get in it. Get over whatever the problem is and begin to walk. Because, my friend, I'll be very honest with you, I'd love to have some Timothys. I'd love to have folks that was willing to sacrifice and to serve. And we have them here. But there's never enough. There's always room for more Timothys. There's always room for more that's going to come and bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to a lost and dying world. And then you've always got those that don't want to. They're not willing to sacrifice and to serve. They want their way, when they want it, wherever they want it, and that's it. And anything less than that, anything that compromises what they want, they'll just ignore the truth. And we've got an awful lot of people that are ignoring the Word of God. An awful lot of people that come and go because they're denying the truth. They say they don't, but most folks don't know the Word of God. They really study it, really search the Word of God. Hours of searching the Word of God. They'll find out they're saved. If they'll let the Holy Spirit touch their heart, they'll find out. My friend, I'm calling you to be a Timothy. Come to Jesus by faith and be saved, and then begin this walk of sacrifice and service. That we can win this lost and dying community. And I don't know where you're at, where you're located, but I know as well you've got a lost and dying community just like we got here. But you see, folks are fussing and feuding too much. Folks are ignoring the Word of God. There's not enough Timothys. There's not enough people we can sit back and truly and honestly trust to send out. You always have to watch all the time because they're gonna change things. They're gonna come back and they're gonna be aggravated because of this or disgusted because of that. And instead of keeping their eyes upon Jesus, keeping their eyes upon the preaching of the Word of God, that's what Timothy did. That's what Paul did. He ignored all those other things because he knew that was the old devil. That's all it was. It's the old devil. That devil's around here and he's pushing everybody's button. And I'll tell you what, he's busy at it because I believe the time is short. And I know that there's an awful lot of lost and dying sinners out there that need Jesus Christ. They need to come by faith to the Lord Jesus. Maybe you're one of them. Maybe you've ignored the Word of God and not come into the house of God. Maybe you used to go to a good Bible preaching church. I know folks that used to go to a good church that preached the Word of God, and that church got in a little trouble and they left and went to a dead church and they've been sitting there ever since. They're comfortable. That stinks. Get into a Bible preaching church that preaches the Word of God. Stand on it. Preach the Word yourself. Tell people how to be saved. Be a Timothy. Sacrifice and service. Be a Timothy. He is like-minded as Paul. They're like-minded over the Word of God. Paul's not compromising one thing to call Timothy a brother. Paul's not compromising whatsoever to stand there and send somebody that he questions whether he believes the way Paul believes, because those two men have grown together in the Word of God. They have set aside a lot of the feelings and things like that that upset people. He has sat down and looked at the Word of God. They have searched it. They stand like-minded. And when Paul sent Timothy, it was no different than Paul's voice himself going unto these sweet folks at this church to check on them, to see how they're doing, that he can bring a report back. And he knew that whatever Timothy found, he would be able to take care of by the Word of God properly, by the truth, because they're like-minded. They're like-minded. Well, how did it get that way? Two people of different opinions, different ways of life, and yet they say they're like-minded because they're like-minded in Christ. Both of them have studied the Word of God and searched the Word of God. We need Timothys. Yes, we need Pauls, but we need Timothys. We need people that can be sent out, and we honestly know without a question that they are like-minded. The mind of Christ. Preaching the gospel. Telling folks that this is the truth. Please, my friend. Be a Timothy. Be one that's ready to serve. Ready to sacrifice. My friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?